time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Damn you.
Huggy Lowdown.
So are we?
Hello, Hug.
And Django Brown.
Django? What up, Hug?
The Riesling Drinking Reservoir Dog. happy Thursday, TJMS.
And yeah. To you.
And let me hit it and quit it this morning so I can get back to tweeting. Tom Super J, save this date, September the 13th through the 15th, 2013.
What?
Yep, it's official. LeBron James is marrying his baby mama Savannah Brinson in San Diego. TMZ got a copy of the invitation. Now, I wonder if Lil Wayne got an invite, y'all. I wonder if LeBron's going to wear a sweatband when he says I do. Who's going to be the flower girl? Is Chris Bosh attending? Is Dwayne Wade the best man? Y'all know Dwayne Wade is selling it right now. I know Gabrielle Union is going to deliver us from evil on D-Wade. What about me, Dwayne Go? What about me?
Dwayne Go.
Oh, come on. I can't get a ring, Dwayne Go. How come you can't take this union to the next level? So why are you waiting in the water? Chris Bosh married Short Stack. LeBron and Savannah getting married. Hell, I'm the only non-married girl in the crew. I might as well be on Basketball Wise.
Oh,
if I'm not married to Wango, if you like me, you put a ring on it. Did y'all hear that the unofficial ambassador and Kim Jong-un Ace Boom Worm is going back to North Korea?
Ace Boom Worm.
In 6 months to supposedly broke a deal between President Obama and Kim Jong-un?
No.
And host a kids' basketball clinic. Anything can happen. Jaden Anthony Brown can start dating black women again. But not under the name Jaden. Maybe Jerome Anthony Brown. Anyway, Dennis Rodman isn't the first NBA player to be an unofficial broker in another country.
Really?
Glenn Rice did the same thing in Russia, Sybil. Well, not exactly Russia. It was in Alaska where you can see Russia from right. Sarah Palin's window, where Glenn Rice broke her off. Oh. Hey, we finally know what the P and P Diddy stands for, y'all.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Y'all heard what P Diddy on Ellen's show admitted?
Yeah.
He was a bedwetter as a kid. Yep. Pissy Diddy said he used to pee in the bed.
Yes, he did. He.
No wonder Cassie bought him ShamWow sheets for Christmas. Cassie was tired of waking up smelling like lemon Ciroc. Like she was in an R. Kelly video. P. Diddy got the right name because he peed on a lot of people's careers, y'all. And I guess it ain't all bad. He was a bedwetter. Can you imagine if he was door number two in the bed?
Ooh.
His name would be Al Roker. Or P. Shiggity. Saturday, one night only, Spartanburg, South Carolina at the Maze. Me and Chris Paul.
24.